Coming to you from deep inside the vaults of the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music, I am Tom Holmes, your curator and guide to vintage electronic music and audio experimentation. This episode, do not listen if you are stoned. I've been writing about the history of electronic music for many years, but I know that a book is no substitute for hearing the music. With this podcast, I hope I can share some vibes from the past and give you the enjoyment that electronic music can bring. The music heard on this podcast comes from my Archive of Electronic Music, a subterranean repository of vintage recordings spanning the years 1915 to 1985, although I'm not opposed to including something more recent if it fits with the podcast theme. For this episode, I thought I would bring you some vintage head music, coming from before the success of Tangerine Dream and the emergence of New Age music later on. This is music that you might have listened to with your eyes closed, in the dark. Music that blurred the lines between unconsciousness and consciousness, like a dream. Four works will be played, and I'll talk about them more fully after you hear them. They are track number one, Vladimir Ustachevsky, Wireless Fantasy from 1960. Track number two, Karlheinz Stockhausen, Hymnen, excerpt from Region 1 from 1966 and 67. Track number three, Nick Racevic, Lysergic Acid from 1970. And track number four, Ned Lagan, Sea Stones, track seven from 1975. Let's take a listen to this head music from the past. Thank you.
materials. Don't.
United Nations.
Neuf, the nine.
Clair, rouge, orangé, pourpre,
cadmium, scarlet,
rouge, cadmium,
rouge,
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 rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge, rouge,
rouge,
rouge,
rouge,
rouge, Permanent Rose,
Rojo
Rose
Parma,
Mater, Crimson Lake, Alles are in Crimson, Alles are in Carmin,
Krapplack,
Rose
Neurot,
Doré,
Korallenrot, Weinrot, Karmoisinrot,
Rouge,
Hellrot,
Rouge Clair,
Rose
Rouge Orange,
Echtrot,
Rose de Parc, Rojo
Inalterne,
Rojo
Cardinal, Rojo del Vaticano, Rojo chino, rojo inglés, rojo geranio, rojo vermelion, vermelion claro, rojo brillante,
vermelion,
rojo permanente,
rojo
permanente,
rouge bright
red,
crimson
lake,
roter bolus, caput mortuum, rouge permanent.
Rouge permanent 3, rouge de cadmium bleu,
permanent
rose, vermelho cadmium foncé,
cadmium red,
rose cartam,
rojo
Spanish red, cardinal red,
vermelion,
English red, Russian red, fire engine red, Chinese red, international red,
international.
Winsor & Newton's artist watercolors.
Un périmanque.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the tracks we just heard. The first two works were composed on tape. Track number one was by Vladimir Ustachevsky and was Wireless Fantasy, composed in 1960. Ustachevsky was the director of the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center in New York, where this was composed. The work romanticizes the dying sounds of shortwave radio and the vacuum tube technology of the original radio age. Ustachevsky recorded many of the source sounds for this piece at a radio museum in Trenton, New Jersey, then lovingly assembled them at the New York studio. Track number two was by Karlheinz Stockhausen. It was Hymnen, an excerpt from Region 1, and this was composed in 1966 and 67. This version, the original, was released as a double LP and featured 113 minutes of music. The work revolved around the use of recorded national anthems that one could imagine hearing on shortwave radio. Stockhausen carefully edited the work, mixing electronically generated or modified sounds with concrete sounds from the world. One of his favorite studio devices at the time was the Springer, a recording device used in radio to lengthen or shorten broadcast recordings. In Stockhausen's hands, the Springer became a tool for sustaining recorded sounds for abnormally long spans, a technique he used frequently in Hymnen. Whereas the previous two tracks were considered well-crafted examples of tape composition, the next two tracks marked the transition to the use of synthesizers to create the sound material. Track number three was by Nick Racevic, Lysergic Acid, from 1970. This track was on an album called Head that was on the Buddha label, a big popular music label at the time. His agreement with Buddha was short-lived, and Nick's other recordings, four in all from 1971 to 1975, were released privately on a label he called Narco Records. This record included two other tracks, Cannabis Sativa and Methadrine. Clearly a drug-themed experience. Nick was an early owner of the Moog modular synthesizer. His work gives the impression that after finding a good patch on the Moog, he made adjustments to the settings in real time while he kept the tape recorder going. He got out of the electronic music world and apparently sold his Moog to Steve Roach in 1976. Track number four, Ned Lagan and Sea Stones, track seven, from 1975. Deadheads may recall that Lagan was associated with the Grateful Dead from about 1970 to 1975. He sometimes performed on keyboards and paired with Phil Lesh for a middle set of electronic music. To the casual observer, Sea Stones may seem like a momentary flash in the pan for Lagan, but it was really the culmination of a period of great musical creativity, and Sea Stones is the document of that collaboration. Lagan was a graduate of MIT. He found ways to use computers to manage the performance of his electronic music through various kinds of synthesizers, including those made by Emu, Arp, and Buchla. After Sea Stones, Lagan moved on to have a successful career as a computer engineer. Sea Stones 7 appears to be largely improvised. I like to end the podcast with something that I call the archive mix, which features two albums played at the same time, without editing. This episode's archive mix features Ravi Shankar and a work called Memory of Uday from 1987, and that's played at the same time as another work from Ned Lagan, Sea Stones 3A. These two records are played simultaneously and are not manipulated in any way, leaving all audio and musical interactions to chance. Thank you. All music heard on this podcast, unless otherwise indicated, comes from the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music, a curated collection of vintage vinyl recordings. All crackles, surface noise, and other imperfections heard in these recordings are courtesy of the original media. If you like books for a comprehensive history, maybe read Electronic and Experimental Music, 6th edition by Tom Holmes. Go to tomholmes.com for a playlist for this episode.